The word of the Lord says in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." You in the abortuary, as well as you death squads out here, the two greatest commandments of God are to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. By being here and volunteering today, by working inside, by coming to this place of death to murder your unborn child, you are violating both of those commandments. You are showing the depravity of your heart that you neither love God nor love your neighbor. For you were created in the image of God. You are an image bearer of God, and so is the child that you carry in your womb. Just as you were fearfully and wonderfully made by Almighty God, just as he numbered the hairs on your head before you were born, just as he numbered your days before you even experienced one of them, so did he do for the child that you carry in your womb. Please don't go inside this place of death. Please let us help you. Please let us talk to you. Do not murder your child today. You will always be the mother of this child. You will simply be the mother of a dead baby. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And there is no worse way to show your hatred of God than to murder those who are created in the image of God. And as the passage I just read to you rightly says, God will judge every secret thing. It is foolish to think that behind these doors, that behind these silly little umbrellas, that you can hide anything from Almighty God. The God who made you sees everything you do, hears everything you think, watches every step you take, and holds account of every sin you have ever committed. And there is no more egregious sin than to murder one created in the image of God. You show by this murder today that you do not love God. In fact, you hate him. And the second commandment is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. How can you say you love your neighbor who might live 6 or 10 feet away from you with fences and stucco separating you when you hate the neighbor that you carry in your womb? When you hate the neighbor who was given to you as a blessing from God? When you hate the neighbor that God has created in his image and has allowed you to carry in his womb? Do not ever again, if you go on and carry out this murder of your child, do not ever again claim to love your neighbor. Do not ever again claim to live according to the golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. To make such a ridiculous statement after this day would be to say, I want people to murder me too. You in the abortion clinic and you standing outside, you are going to stand before God and give an account for your life. Because God is good, because God is holy and righteous and just, he will see what you do here today. Thought, word, and deed as egregious sin against him. And because God is good, because God is holy and righteous and just, he will punish your sin. And the punishment that God has assigned for sin is eternity in hell. Now, we don't want that for you. The people standing out here with umbrellas, they have no concern for your soul. How can they care for your soul when they do not care for your body? The people working inside the clinic, they have no concern for your soul. How can they care for your soul when they have no concern for your body? The technicians, the nurses, the abortionists, whoever he or she may be, how can they have concern for your soul when they have no concern for your body? You are a check. That's all you are to the Lovejoy Surgery Center. You are a check. You are a means to an end. You're a means so that they could buy their cars and live in their nice houses and pay their bills off your blood and the blood of your unborn child. I would hazard a guess that in a place like this, so filled with lies, that no one in here will sit you down and say that you have a 60% greater chance of breast and cervical cancer by having an abortion. I'm sure they will not sit you down. I'm sure the abortionist, as he's reaching inside your womb to slaughter your child, that you have an exponentially higher chance of suicide as a result of what you will do here today. They won't tell you that because they neither care for your soul or your body. You see, like you, who have shown today by coming here that you hate God and hate people, those into whose hands you have put your very life also hate God and hate people. They do not love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. They do not love their neighbor as themselves. They love themselves. And they will kill your baby, and they will risk your life to do it. There are almost 30 of us out here today, ranging in age from 11 to 70, men and women. We're here because we care about you. We're here because we love you. We're here because we care as much about you as we do about your unborn child. And we want to help you. We want to help you. We do not want you to face the wrath of God. We do not want you to perish in your sin. We do not want God to find you guilty of the murder you have already committed by even formulating the idea of coming to this place. The Word of God says whoever hates his brother and sister is a murderer. And it takes hatred, hatred in the heart, to formulate a plan to murder your child and then to come here to this place and carry out the act. God saw you as a murderer the moment you conceived this wicked plan in your mind. Now, maybe some of you are married. The likelihood is many of you are not. And you are heaping wrath upon wrath because you are here because you fornicated outside of marriage. You were sexually immoral. And you're going to try to erase the first sin with an even more egregious sin. And you're just heaping wrath upon yourself for the day of wrath. Don't lie to yourself. Don't call yourself a child of God if you murder children created in the image of God. Don't lie to yourself, calling yourself a child of God, creating a God in your own imagination to suit yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Stop being an idolater by worshiping an imaginary God who would say, hey, this is good. It's okay to murder your child. Worship at the altar of convenience. And that's what you're doing here today. You are worshiping yourself at the altar of convenience. If you cannot afford to raise this child, if you cannot afford to go through this pregnancy, we will help you financially. If you do not have a place to stay, if you do not have a place to live, we will provide safe housing for you. If you have been brought here by a cowardly man, or if a cowardly man has coerced you or threatened you to have this abortion, there are 20 men out here who will protect you from him. You see, real men don't kill babies. Real men do not murder children, whether in the womb or outside the womb. Only cowards do that. Only depraved, wicked cowards do that. And there's not a man standing out here who fears a coward. And if you are not ready at this time to raise this child, then we will do everything we can to find a loving, adoptive family to raise your child and to love your child. There are literally tens of thousands of families, many of whom cannot have their own children, who would love to raise your child and love your child as their very own. So if you have this abortion today, know that you have no good reason. That your reason is your hatred of God and your hatred of people, and because you worship yourself on the altar of convenience. And you must repent. You must turn from these wicked thoughts. You must turn from this wicked plan. Come out here and talk to us. Let us show you what your baby looks like at this moment. And let us show you what your baby will look like after the abortionist rips your child apart limb from limb. See, they're not going to show you the cold gray metal table that the body parts of your child will be on. They will not show you your baby's torn apart head and arms and hands and legs. and fingers and toes. They will not show you that your baby's internal organs have been ripped out of him or her. They will not show you that, because you will immediately be confronted, you will immediately be convicted of the murder that you have committed. They won't show you that, because they don't love you. They don't care about you. And they don't love your baby, just like at this moment you do not love your baby. And you must understand that never again, if you go through this murder attack, never again will you be able to read a news article about a man who molests children and then murders them and buries them out in the woods and say, how wicked is that? Because you're no different. You'll never again be able to look at CNN or Fox News and see the stories of the Islamic terrorists butchering Christians and people of other religious minorities in that area, cutting the heads off of children, disemboweling children, and say, oh, that's terrible. You'll never again be able to do that. You will be a hypocrite because you are doing the exact same thing today. But even for those who devise such wicked and detestable plans, even for those who commit the most egregious of sins of murdering their own children, God has provided a way, and only one way, for you to escape His just and His holy wrath. And that was through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin, born of a woman, just as your child should be allowed to be born from you. As the Son of God, as the sinless Lamb of God, He lived a perfect life in thought, word, and deed that you have utterly failed to live this morning by being here. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned against God because He was and He is the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. And about 33 years into that earthly existence, He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death that He did not deserve. Much the same kind of death your child will experience today. The Word of God says that Jesus was so badly mutilated on His torture before the cross and while on the cross that He could barely be recognized as human. But He still was. Just as your child will be so badly mutilated that your son or daughter will barely be recognizable as human, but he or she still will be. He shed His innocent blood on that cross, not for sins that He committed, but to take upon Himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. And unlike the false God you've created in your imagination to suit yourself, one that would tell you that it's okay to murder your baby, Jesus Christ is alive today, and He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And when He returns, He will not return as a humble, helpless baby in a manger, as helpless as your child will be today as the abortionist murders him or her. No, when He returns, He will return as the Lion of the tribe of Judah to judge both the living and the dead. The Word of God says that the blood of His enemies will drench the hem of His robe. And unless you repent, unless you turn from your sin, and by faith and by faith alone receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, it will be your blood. It will be your blood that drenches the hem of His robe, because you are murdering your baby today and shedding your baby's innocent blood. So come out of this wicked place. Do not be afraid of us. The only people who are getting hurt are inside. No one gets hurt out here. The only people being hurt today is you and your baby. The only safe place on this corner today is outside with us, with people who love you, with people who care about you, with people who want to share with you the same love Christ has shown to us. Out here you have fathers and brothers, mothers and sisters. In there, you simply have people who hate you so much that they will convince you that murdering your child for money and for convenience sake is a good thing. Do not harden your heart this day. Do not allow your conscience to be so seared, to be so rock hard, that you convince yourself that what you're doing is good. Do not be one that Isaiah talks about when he says they call evil good and good evil. Please, come out of this place of death. Do not harm yourself. Do not harm your baby. Come out. Let us talk to you. Let us love you. Let us care for you and your child. You will be safe among us. See, we're not Muslims. We don't kill people to force them into our religion. The Word of God says that we are to lay down our lives for others, not take lives for others like you're doing today. So please, turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and then come out and let us help you. Come out and let us share with you, show you the love of Christ. And as you're sitting there in the waiting room, or maybe in the back, as you're lying on the table, waiting for the abortionist to carve your baby into many pieces, listen to what the Word of God says. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to Him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Listen to what the Word of God says. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Listen to what the Word of God says. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Listen to what the Word of God says. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Listen to what the Word of God says. Yet you are He who took me from the womb. You made me to trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Listen to what the Word of God says. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Listen to what the Word of God says. For you have formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Listen to what the Word of God says. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Listen to what the Word of God says. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Listen to what the Word of God says. There is a way that seems right to a man or a woman, but its end is the way of death. Listen to what the Word of God says. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says. For the violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. Please, don't for a second think that you are acting like an autonomous, independent woman when half of the babies who will be slaughtered here today are females. Please don't tell me that you love women. Please don't tell me that you think all women should have a right to choose, because half of the people who will be murdered here today are females. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. The baby, not a blob of tissues, not a parasite, as the liars here at this abortuary will tell you. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." The baby, not the blob of tissues, not the parasite, as they will lie to you in here. "For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." God is so angry with you today because you are going to take the greatest blessing He could ever give a woman, to carry a child, to bring forth life, and you're going to thumb your nose at God. You are going to give the finger to God. You are going to spit in God's face by murdering the most precious gift He can give to a woman. And that is the ability to carry a child. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says. "And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." You see, contrary to the circumstances surrounding Joseph and Mary and Jesus, who was about to be born, they could find no place, they had no place, they had nowhere to go. You do. You most certainly do. There are 30 people out here, 30 loving people, who want to make a place for you, who want to make a place for you and your baby, who want to love you as if you are our own daughter or our own sister, our own daughter. That's how much we love you. But yet you're going to choose today, lest you come out, you're going to choose today to murder your child. You're going to choose today to hate God and to hate your neighbor if you go through with this. And you will stand before God you will not stand before God with Him being your loving Father. You will stand before God with Him being your wrath-filled judge. And we don't want that for you. But you must repent. God does not negotiate with sinners. You will not stand before God with tears in your eyes and tell Him about how sad and how hard your circumstances were that led you to murder your baby. He will hear none of it. The day of judgment is not a court trial where you get to plead a case for your own perceived goodness and justify your sin. The day of judgment is a day of sentencing. A day of sentencing. And we do not want to face you. We do not want you to face the sentence of God's wrath. Now I wonder, ladies, if they're providing earplugs for you like they are for the death squads. I wonder if they're providing earplugs for you, as one silly lady here sticks out her tongue like a 2-year-old. These are the people who supposedly care about you. They're out here laughing, they're yucking it up. They think it's funny that you're murdering your baby. They think it's funny that people are out here trying to love you and plead with you. They think it's funny because you're a check. You're nothing more than a political position. That's all you are. They don't care about you. They don't love you. They most certainly don't love your baby. They just want to prove a political and sociological point. You understand how the abortion industry started in this country, right? A woman by the name of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood. They still give away Maggie Awards, named after this decrepit and wretched woman, who devised a philosophy known as eugenics, something Adolf Hitler loved a great deal. The idea of ridding the world from those who somehow taint the race. People of color. People who have either mental or physical disabilities. And you're participating in that. You're participating in that. You're participating in the slaughter of human beings. And you're going to participate by slaughtering your own baby. I wonder what your baby would say If your baby could cry out, you know your baby's heart begins to beat at about 15 days. You know that as the doctor reaches in, oh, what did I say doctor for? He's not a doctor. She's not a doctor. Doctors swear to a Hippocratic oath that says that we will do no harm. So there are no doctors working here. You're putting yourself in the hands of butchers, not doctors. Not medical professionals, but sadistic murderers. You understand that as the abortionist reaches into your womb with sharp instruments, that your baby could very well be trying to get away from those instruments. There are ultrasounds that show that. Oh, they wouldn't show you anything like that here. Because they want you to believe that your baby is a blob of tissues. They want you to believe that your baby is a parasite. They want you to believe that your baby is not a human being. You understand that as the doctor reaches into your womb to slaughter your baby could very well be sucking his or her thumb at this moment, but they won't let you see that. Oh no. Because that would give you evidence of what you've always known. You're pregnant with a child. When you found out you were pregnant, if you told anybody, you didn't tell anybody, hey, I've got a parasite growing in my womb. When you found out you were pregnant, if you told anybody, you didn't say, hey, I've got a blob of tissues growing in my womb. No, you knew you were carrying a child, a baby. And what would your baby say? Mommy, why are you doing this? Mommy, why are you bringing me here?
Myra just went inside. The baby's already dead. She's here for her father.
Myra, we are so sad to hear that you've returned today, having murdered your child, and now you're here for a follow-up, and you're going to believe what they say. They're going to tell you you're okay. You're going to leave this place, and you have a 60% more chance after the day before yesterday of contracting cervical or breast cancer. You have a much higher chance of committing suicide now that you've murdered your child. We don't want you to contract cancer, and we most certainly do not want you to take your own life. But statistics do not lie. And right now, Myra, the wrath of God abides on you. The wrath of God abides on you because you hate God and you hate people. The wrath of God abides on you, Myra, because you love yourself and your sin more than you love God and more than you love your neighbor. The wrath of God abides on you, Myra, lest you repent. Myra, there's still hope for you. There's still hope for you, Myra, because God saves sinners. God saves sinners, Myra, even those who murder their own children. Even those who, whenever they go to Walmart or Kroger's or some other place and walk down an aisle full of diapers, will remember the day they murdered their child. Even for those who, when they see a baby in a stroller, they will remember the day they murdered their child. Even when they see children playing in the playground and remember the day that they murdered their child.
Or the sidewalk.
You're a wretched, vile woman. You are a wretched, vile woman. See, Myra, you're putting your hands into these death squirts. People that hate us as much as they hate you, but actually they hate you less because you help fill their wallet and their political agenda. So actually, they like you in a way, Myra. I mean, they would never do anything to help you. They're not going to give you a ride somewhere. They're not going to take care of you. They're not going to give you a place to stay. No, Myra, you're a check. You're a check, Myra. You're a political platform. That's all you are. That's all you are to these people. But not to us, Myra. Not to us. Even though you are a wicked murderer in the eyes of God, we still love you and we still want to help you. Even though you're a wicked murderer in the eyes of God, we still want to care for you. We still want to share the love of Christ with you. There's still hope for you, Myra, if you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. You heard the gospel over and over and over again yesterday, and you rejected it. The gospel is an aroma of life for life to those who are being saved, and it is an aroma of death for death to those who are perishing. Myra, you are perishing. You are perishing, Myra. You might live another 60, 70 years. I hope you do. But you're a dead woman walking, Myra. Unless you turn from your sins and put your trust in Christ. Myra, this next coming Mother's Day, you'll remember that you're still a mother. You may not put streamers up that say Happy Mother's Day. You may not get a cake. You may not get gifts. But you'll remember. You'll remember 2 days ago on Mother's Day as the day that you murdered your child. You're still the mother of that baby. And your baby's blood, your son or your daughter's blood, cries out. August 14th, 2014, Myra. August 14th, 2014. That was the day you murdered your baby. And all of you other women, however many you are inside, you will remember August 16th, 2014 as the day that you murdered your baby. The women out here think it's funny. The women out here are laughing. They're joking around. It's not serious to them. Again, you're just an expression of their political platform. That's all. And for those inside who are actually getting paid, you're just a check. They're not going to give you a call next August 16th to see how you're doing. They're not going to try to get a hold of you next August 16th to see whether or not you've already committed suicide. They're not going to try to get a hold of you next August 16th to see if you have already contracted cancer. They're not, because they don't care. They don't care. And if a man has brought you in here to have your abortion, that man doesn't love you either. That man doesn't love you. If your boyfriend or your pimp brought you in here, that man doesn't love you, doesn't care about you. You know, Planned Parenthood is being investigated right now for allowing a young girl, a teenage girl, to have 3 abortions. And it was her rapist who brought her into the Planned Parenthood. Yeah, that's how much they care about women. That's how much Lovejoy Surgery Center cares about women. They'll do whatever they have to do. They'll do whatever they have to do to get a check out of you or payment from your insurance company. But they will not give you a call. They will not say, "Hi, how are you doing? It's been a year since you murdered your baby. We want to make sure you're okay." You won't hear from them because they do not love you. And the man who impregnated you, whether he's your husband or your boyfriend, he may not be in your life next August 16th either. Any man who coerces or encourages or convinces a woman to murder her child doesn't love women. Doesn't love women. Certainly doesn't love you. You're an opportunity to fornicate. You're an opportunity for him to be sexually immoral without consequence. You're someone to take to bed. But the men and women out here do care for you. We love you. We will not ask anything of you. We want to give to you. Whether it's material needs, and most certainly your spiritual need, forgiveness of your sin, and salvation by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. So come out of this place of death. Do not be afraid. You do not have to be afraid of us. The only people being hurt are inside with you right now. No one's being hurt out here. There are people who hate out here, but they're all wearing pro-choice death squirt bibs. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, they will do you no harm. We will love you because God first loved us and gave His Son on our behalf. So remember these words, August 16th, 2014. If you go through with this, the day that you murder your child, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil.